You guys have been so much fun tonight. I had a woman come up to me a few months ago after a gig. She was a drunk lady with love in her heart, I think. She came up to me and she referred to me as, and I quote, "You funny man lady or whatever." The worst part was, I couldn't even get mad at her. You guys? I was just like, that is a fairly accurate description of what is going on here. She brought it up, so I've been talking about it. I feel agender, kind of neither here nor there, you know, regardless of how you perceive me, how melodic my voice, how dancer-like my movements. I don't feel like a woman, ugh. I don't wanna be a man, gross. I mean, no offense, literally everyone. That's my secret favorite joke. But I feel like, you know, it's exciting we can start to talk about these things. Also, let me just interject with this. I have been doing comedy long enough to know the difference between a disinterested silence and a silence of like, give us the good word, lesbian preacher. And you guys are on it. This is so much fun. Also, I'm not even sure if I can call myself a lesbian and agender. The world is changing so fast. I'm excited that we can have these kind of conversations. But at the same time, I feel like those two categories, man, woman, they're still so confining. You know, there's not enough room to move. And if you think I'm oversimplifying things, go to the shampoo aisle anywhere and you'll see what I'm talking about, right? Because there's a very stark difference and a very clear message. If you're a lady, you can always go to the ladies section and get like a sexy shape bottle, pastel color, some absurd fragrance that's like gentle peach petals in a moist cocoa breeze for your damaged hair. Because you're damaged and fragile and broken. $35 to fix it, bitches. That's the message on one whole side, right? And then you just have to walk like 3 feet and then there, everything's all black, gray, sports grip for some mysterious reason. What are you doing in there, fellas? What's happening? Why do you need so much grip? What is going on in your showers that you need so much grip? Ladies can hold wet plastic in a shower, no problem. What is happening in your showers? I only have one idea. Oh my goodness. From the sounds of it, I don't think it's your idea. I think that unfortunately, that's how deep homophobia goes. That even when you are alone in your own shower, you have a nagging voice in the back of your head that's always there, like, don't drop the soap. You're like, ah! I gotta keep everything up here! I'm naked, I'm vulnerable, my butthole's exposed, I need more grip! I gotta grip it! Why is Dad always yelling in the shower? Well, it's the only place he feels safe enough to cry. That's sad. That's true. It's not easy. It is not easy being a man. It's still easier than being literally anything else, but it's not easy. It's not easy for any of us right now. And guys, I think your stuff is very reductive. I don't think it's better. But it's at least a little bit cooler, right? You can always choose a shampoo with a totally different message. You know, you get like, icy hurricane business truck. For hair power, you can fuck anything with hair power. $2.99. And that's why I'm still buying kids shampoo. I don't want to play. I don't want to pick one. And I don't have to. I go in, I get the L'Oreal fish, I get the heck out of there. Yes. You are correct to be excited. Kid shampoo is amazing because it's tear-free. How good is that? Tear-free! So you don't cry for not fitting into society's gender roles. Oh, no.
Catch Deanne Smith in Comedians of the World, only on Netflix.